Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jetta Camera, John Ritchie, 94 WIP, our NFL picks coming up today at 1 o'clock. So we'll get them to you in about 10 minutes or so. Hey, by the way, remember, I mentioned it earlier, Time's Yours is back. That's right. So you can start calling Time's Yours right now. Time's Yours has been in hibernation for about 3 or 4 weeks, but it will be back on Monday, and the line is ready to field phone calls right now. So anything you ever want to react to from our show, anything from like the last 4 weeks that you want to get off your chest, I mean, it's right there for you. And obviously, in particular, on Sunday, when you watch this Eagles game Sunday, during the game, after the game, make sure you, you know, if you're able to react on Time's Yours. Phone number for Time's Yours, 215-625-6550. And Monday at 1:45, we will see the reemergence of Time's Yours. So again, 215-625-6550. All right, let's talk to T in the Northeast. What's up, T?
Hey, what's up? And it's T Eagle. Remember, T Eagle, y'all.
Okay, hold on. That's Moshe's fault. That's not my fault. Moshe, in the system, you got to write T Eagles. I don't want to be seen just a T, because then I get called out as the bad guy, and I'm not the bad guy. All right, T Eagles, what do you got?
All right, look, I got a whole problem with Jake Arrieta, man. I don't know what he called about the Phillies, but I just want to ask a question. Did Santana tweet something before he tweeted that out, or
no.
Did he just go off for no reason?
Arrieta on his own went where he went.
Yeah, see, and that's my point. Like, this guy, he getting $20 million a season to do nothing. Like, you did nothing for us, but cause drama. You talking about you go put a hole in somebody's head with a baseball, like all this other extra stuff. You should be like Santana and want to be the leader of the clubhouse and check when things are going wrong. Like, you're not supposed to like the country house thing and where you can do anything you want to do. That's why we lose it, because we do anything we want to do. It's no discipline. It's no discipline at all. And that's my guy that's clueless, Jake Arrieta, and I'm out, y'all. Thanks for my time.
You got it, T Eagles. I appreciate it, man. So I found the whole thing really bizarre, and we hadn't gotten to it yet,
right.
So let's address it right now. So Arrieta talking, this was, I believe, on the Saturday before the season ended. And Arrieta, there was conversation with reporters, and Arrieta said the following when asked about Carlos Santana. He said, quote, "Well, the culture was better here this year without him. I can tell you that." And he was asked to follow Pal So, and he said, and again, it's a quote, he said, "Why was it better without Santana? We had better guys in the clubhouse. That's it. A lot more veteran presence." Kind of odd, kind of seemingly out of nowhere. Look, who the heck knows? We don't know. I have no idea if Carlos Santana is a good veteran presence, bad veteran presence,
right.
If Arrieta is good or bad. I have no clue. I found it odd. I found it like sort of out of nowhere. We know that Santana's the one that had made, you know, the comment about, you know, wasn't happy about Fortnite, and they were playing a, you know, video game.
Smashed the TV.
Correct.
Yeah.
A little bit more than a comment.
Yes. Well, yes. True. Santana, upon hearing the news yesterday that Arrieta had made these comments, put the following on social media, and I'll just read that again verbatim right from what Santana wrote. He wrote, "It's not my style to focus on the past or call out teammates, but I saw Jake's comments and want to address it. You can ask any teammate I've ever played with. I take my job seriously. So if Jake isn't doing the best thing for the team or setting a bad example for the young guys, I'm not going to sit back and support it. Maybe he didn't agree with that. Actions speak louder than words. I loved my time in Philly and wish him the best. Turn the page, Poppy." I think Santana comes out looking like the good guy.
Sure does.
And it's what it seems like. Without knowing what really happened behind closed doors, my instincts are Santana 1, Arrieta 0.
I mean,
it's just what it seems like.
In more ways than just, you know, what's been tweeted. Mm. You know, like, I don't know, Santana has moved on and he's actually producing.
Flourished. Big time.
Seems like, you know, that would suggest maybe he's got things together better than Arrieta would lead you to believe, right?
I mean, here's what it almost sort of reminds me of, without a back and forth a year later. John, I know you've mentioned from time to time that there was, in your locker room with the Oakland Raiders, a time when Rich Gannon very forcefully said, I'm taking these, what was it, the poppet shot balls? What was it, the ping pong balls, the pool sticks? What was it he took away?
He
take it all away?
He took all the billiards balls.
Okay. Yeah,
there's a team lounge.
Okay.
And I believe this is the year that we ended up going to the Super Bowl. We started the season 4-0.
Yep.
Then we lost four games in a row. And Rich came into, you know, called a team meeting, got up there, had all the billiards balls on one side, had a bag of Papa Shot balls on the other side. And he said, anyone who's thinking about using these, they're not going to be there anymore. If you have the extra time to be having fun in the lounge, use that time to go watch some film or get another lift in or get an extra treatment, because we're about winning and that's what matters to me. If you don't like it, I don't care. That was it.
I respect the heck out of it.
Some guys were up in arms about it.
I believe
there
it.
Were some guys, you know, and it happened to be some of the young receivers who were like, who does he think he is?
Yep.
I was like, man, this guy is the coolest ever.
That's awesome.
I was all for it. There were a lot of us who were like on Rich's side. Yep. I mean, that was the majority. But, you know, you got to do the unpopular thing sometimes, and it's the right thing.
Yeah, I mean, look, obviously, players got to have lives, and sometimes you're going to have some fun and enjoyment in there. And I'm sure there's camaraderie that can be built from stuff like that. But you got to strike a balance. And it seems pretty clear that in that case, Rich thought the wrong balance was being struck. And I think Carlos Santana clearly thought that. Let's talk to Eric in AC. What's going on, Eric?
Hello. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, how you guys doing? Hey, I don't know if anybody touched on this earlier. And if somebody did, I apologize. But I just want to throw a scenario out there. If we win on Sunday, if the Giants win on Sunday, and if Dallas loses on Sunday, all three teams are 3-2, which means the division is up to grabs. Do you think that sparks a fire under Howie Roseman to get be a little more aggressive to get Jalen Ramsey or maybe a top-notch corner, or the way our receivers are falling, maybe getting a top-notch receiver?
I don't think what happens in other games will have an effect at this point, because we are, Howie is going to be aggressive no matter what. I don't believe, you know, just one game, one weekend of games is going to determine like his outlook.
But Eric, here's the one part I'd say to you. Look, the Eagles are not going to fall out of contention. They're going to be in contention. They came about as close last year as you possibly can, when I think at one point they were 4-6. And that's right around when he made the Golden Tate trade, something like that. So that's about the brink you can be and still be in as a buyer. They're not going to fall out of contention. I do think, though, that spin this forward about a month before the trade deadline. If they're not even close to like a 1 seed or a 2 seed, if it looks like they're more in that middle of the pack thing, it could make them a little less inclined to go all in this year. Sure. Because, you know, what's the point of going all in if you're still going to only fight to get to the 5 seed? If Dallas is 3 games above the Eagles with half a season to go, I could see the Eagles being a little less inclined to be all in. They might make a move to try to make the playoffs, but I don't think they're going to make a move that's like, you know, like we think we're seizing the Super Bowl right now.
Gotcha. And I think the Phillies are all, they're going to clean house. I don't see Kapler or Klantak or none of them sticking around any time.
Well, I don't know. We're all waiting for a decision, man. Eric, what do you got for Who's Clueless?
I'm leaning your way.
Alicia Silverstone's birthday, 43 years old. Who's Clueless?
I'm going to go with the nemesis, Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones. You got it, Eric. By the way, news of the day earlier today we had touched on, but for those just tuning in, Sam Darnold officially listed as out for the New York Jets this Sunday with the mono situation. DeSean Jackson is listed as out for the Eagles. And Chris Young, the Phillies pitching coach, has been let go. So a couple of items. Listen, John, does that give you the fact that they haven't made a decision, or at least haven't publicly said it on Kapler and Klintak, does it give you any feeling of hope, because you've been calling for Chris Young to be out, that Middleton is, that he's going to arrive at the point that you and others want. He's just doing it on a timetable, and that he got rid of a guy that you've called for to be gone. Does that give you some morsel of hope that he knows what he's doing?
Yes. I believe that Chris Young was, you know, adored by Matt Klentak and by Gabe Kapler, and that's why he was here the whole year. They didn't want him gone. And now, once again, John Middleton, we are told that John Middleton went above, you know, that order to fire John Mailey, the hitting coach, came from him, you know, went above the GM and said, hey, this needs to be done. We need to make a change. It feels like a similar situation here. John Middleton, historically has been very deliberate in his actions. It seems to take a while, but thus far it feels like, you know, I wish it would have come faster, but yep. It was the right decision when it was all said and done. So, yeah, it does. It gives me a positive vibe right now.
All right, let's talk to Joe and Conshohocken. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Phil, what's going on?
Hi.
I just wanted to start it off with, I am not a capper guy whatsoever, but I think Ben Davis is 100% right. I think more than half the players really don't care, and I say that because last year I went to the Drake concert. Long story short, it was in September. We were on the cusp of finishing 500, and I saw Kingery, Hoskins, and Nola in Xfinity Live after the concert, a day before the game. And we were all talking about on the radio, are we going to finish 500? It would be great for Kapler, this and that. And I go home at night, I'm thinking, these guys don't care.
You know what, I'll tell you this, Joe, it actually doesn't bother me at all. I think there are instances where that's really true and really problematic, depending on how late it gets. You got to remember, man, these guys play, I mean, their job is late at night. They have a late at night job. It is the total opposite of most people in America's job. So they're wired. I mean, you know, their 11:30 p.m. is for a lot of us our 6 p.m. And if a game's done or if it's an off day and they, you know, if it's a day game the next day, that's different. That's bad. Right. But I mean, if there's a concert at nighttime, and it's an hour or an hour and a half after they're done, and that's for most people, they're 6:30 at night, I'm going to be really clear. It doesn't bother me.
Bro, I mean, I respectfully disagree. I mean, I saw Fletcher Cox last year after the Birds got eliminated, like 2 days after the game in Center City, and it's like we're all still hurting about that loss, but everything's falling on Dog,
Joe,
and it's like the players don't care.
He can't just stay in a cave. He could just stay in a cave in his apartment
or his house. No, I know what you're saying, but I'm just saying –
Well, you just said it yourself after they got eliminated. All right, so if the player can't do anything fun during the season and he can't show his face 2 days after they've been eliminated, when can he show his face?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying you think that they would care a little bit more. You know what I mean? It's almost like Fletcher Cox is still sleepwalking this year. You're wondering if he's still doing the same thing.
I see it. I mean, he's not gotten off to a good start, but I have no problem with Fletcher Cox being out after the team's eliminated.
Listen, I mean,
especially when he gave it everything he could last year. I mean, Fletcher Cox was tremendous last year. Anyway, Joe, I get your point. I just disagree with it.
I get it, too.
Give me who's clueless, Joe.
Yeah,
I would say Andy Reid's timeout calls. No. Last week, I had the Chiefs minus 7.5, I think it was. He went to the locker room at halftime with a timeout on the board, settled for a field goal at a half, and that wound up being the deciding factor of me losing my bet. So I'm going to have to go with Andy Reid, okay. Never really learning, right. 15, 20 years into the league.
Joe, appreciate it, man. John, this is an interesting one, and I would certainly turn a lot to you as a former player to get into this. I mean, look, players have charity events sometimes during the season. They have wives. They have girlfriends. They actually eat dinner. They go to the bathroom. They sleep. I mean, they actually do, like, I don't know, human things. They watch TV sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, when you hear that caller say that, do you agree with him or do you think he's off base?
Well, I just don't. I think it's an unfair expectation that guys are going to sequester themselves.
I agree.
I do understand how it looks and perception does matter.
You do got to pick your spots. I will say that.
Yeah. It's something that you have to be aware of if you're a player.
I'll tell you this, though. If I'm Fletcher Cox after that game versus the Saints last year, I'm walking around the city of Philadelphia proud of myself. I mean, I just put in a 16-week regular season, 2 playoff games. I played 18 games. I don't think he missed a game. I played exceptional. I was the best player on the defense. I'd be proud of who I am, and I'd have no problem showing my face in public. Are there times where it's probably wise for a player to just kind of lay low for a little bit? Sure. Mm-hmm. I get it. I'm not going to make a
far-reaching decision on whether I think a guy is invested or not based on whether he's out doing something near something consequential on the field.
That don't work for me. All right, let's get to our NFL picks for the fifth week of pro football. And I guess this is when James usually hits some. Does he hit music? I think he hits music, right? Is this, bang, bang. Look at that. Seltzer actually told Mosh what to do. I'm shocked. Because normally Seltzer is very squirrely on bad directions. But Mosh is on it, filling in for James today. All right, let's get to it. Week five of the NFL. Let me say this. Congrats to my co-host, John Ritchie, who is showing great progress this year. 6-6 on his NFL picks. Well, I'm 4-7-1. Now, I'm 4-0 in the bonus questions. Richie's 1-3. So overall, I'm still in the lead at 8-7-1.
You can't say that.
So Richie's 7-9.
You are not allowed to say that. John, with as much as you've complained about these bonus questions, you can't include the bonus questions.
I think it's ridiculous they count, but Seltzer and Spike Eskin say they count. So it annoys me, too. John Richie, your first pick this week. What do you got, sir?
I'm going to take, this is an AFC North battle. I mean, blood will be shed in Pittsburgh. Baltimore going up against the Steelers. The Steelers, you got a young backup quarterback. Baltimore is on the road, but that game, it never matters where it's played. And like home field advantage, it goes out the window. They're familiar enough with the stadium and the feel there. Baltimore is, they've lost two games now to really good teams, and they're just dying for a chance to show that they are as good as they were supposed to be. I think the Steelers, given three to the Ravens, that's just not quite enough. Baltimore is a better team than Pittsburgh is right now. I'll take the Ravens. -3.
All right, so I'll say this is a week where I really don't like a lot of the lines, and I would stay away from some action. There's one game I guess I like the most, and I'll start there, and it's Chicago at Oakland. Chicago, a 5.5-point favorite, and it just feels a little bit high for me with that Chicago quarterback and offense. Their defense is just spectacular. But I'm going to go with the Oakland plus 5.5 points at home. I will say this: if I'm Derek Carr, I'm seeing Khalil Mack on the field before the game. Khalil, buddy, pal.
Oh yeah, that'll make a difference.
Friend, remember
you
when we
really
were teammates?
Think that'll make a
come
difference?
On,
this is
come
the
on.
Organization that traded
help
him.
Help me out. Remember
this is something he's been looking forward to for the last year and however long it's been.
Oh man,
Khalil Mack is going to go out there and have 5 sacks.
Derek Carr is in so much trouble on
he
Sunday
really
with
is,
Khalil
man.
Mack. I'm just saying, try to butter him up any way you can. But I'm still picking Oakland plus the 5.5. But Khalil Mack will feast on Sunday. John, what do you got?
I'm going to, tough choice here. There are a couple that I really like. The New York Giants are a better team than we thought they were going to be, and it's because of this young quarterback. Daniel Jones is everything you're looking for in a pro. Minnesota has got problems. They're going to New York, and Minnesota is giving 5
yep.
to the Giants. I know Saquon is not going to be anywhere close to healthy, and he probably won't be special if he plays, but I think that the Giants have enough to keep it closer than 5 points. The Minnesota offense has been gross looking, and, you know, I'll take the Giants plus 5 just because it's going to be a field goal game.
I actually think it's a reasonable pick.
Joe, a caller wanted me to tell you, just in case this changes your pick, what? The Oakland-Chicago game is in London.
Oh, well, that is different then. Well, it's not that. It doesn't really much. But thank you. I appreciate that. That's different as far as home field advantage goes. So, yes, I just lost my home field advantage. I'm not happy about that. But I made the pick. Can't go back on it. But that's noteworthy. So that stinks. All right. My second pick. Is this one in New Orleans, Mosh? If I pick New Orleans at home -3 against Tampa Bay, am I actually picking a game like, you know, in America, in New Orleans?
Yeah, I don't think it's in Prague like the Flyers
Thank you.
Today.
All right, so New Orleans minus three. Look, they've hung in there without Drew Brees. They have. I mean, they beat Dallas. Didn't they go on the road and beat Seattle, John? Am I right about that? Didn't New Orleans beat Seattle in Seattle?
Yeah.
So they've done in Seattle a win and versus Dallas at home a win? Only a three-point favorite at home versus Tampa Bay. I'll take New Orleans as my second pick, minus the three.
My last pick, man, I almost took Green Bay against Dallas in Dallas, but I'm going to go for the spread here. There's a huge spread, Kansas City, Indianapolis. Kansas City is giving 11 to the Colts. The Colts last week, man, they disappointed against the Raiders. They've got something to prove. It's a national game. I think Frank Reich will have this team keep it close, a lot closer than 11 points. So while I love Kansas City's offense and everything, Frank Reich is a great coach. Jacoby Brissett, he's working wonders with Jacoby Brissett. It'll be closer than 11. I'll take the Colts at Kansas City.
As Patrick Swayze once said to Demi Moore, or maybe it was Demi Moore that once said to Patrick Swayze, or maybe they said it to each other, ditto. I've got the same game lined up. Indianapolis plus the 11. KC, a great team. A little bit rich there, 11 points. KC plus the 11. Indy plus the 11 in KC. Mosh, do you have a bonus question for us?
I was not told that I should come up with a bonus question for
and
you.
And there we go. Oh, and God. That's Seltzer. And that's Seltzer being Seltzer. He just goes away wherever the heck he is. He gives some instructions, other things he doesn't tell Mosh. And they're in line. I mean, how many times have I been telling you? Seltzer, he's half rear end Seltzer. I'll call him that. I don't know. All right. So
what is the bonus question you should like?
I don't know. He comes up with some ridiculous question, over, under, movie, total, makings, and this and that. It doesn't matter. We'll just say no bonus question this
Over,
week.
Under, seven commercials for the new Joker movie that you see on Sunday.
During the Eagles game?
Yeah, just during the course of football.
Well, you can't track that. You can't track that.
It was just something ridiculous.
Well, yes, but it has to be trackable.
That would be along the right
line. No bonus question. We shut it down. Thank you very much. That was our picks for week 5 of the National Football League. Let's talk to Jim in Northeast Philly. Hey, Jim.
Hey, how are you? You hit it right on at the nail on the head when you said that our minor league system is one problem. And Kintac has made most of all the decisions on personnel, correct? Like,
yeah,
for instance,
sure.
He's kept our pitchers who were not good. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He never addressed the third base problem. I do not believe Alec Bohms will be a big major star. So we need a third baseman. Besides three new pitchers, we also need a center fielder. Now, they've kept Franco, who they can't admit, okay, we made a mistake on, you know, or something like that.
Well, it's finally going to be over, but they waited too long. This is ridiculous. And it did tie into the Harper Machado thing. I mean, there was a really direct tie-in because you didn't know which guy you were going to get.
Well, right, but maybe Middleton is being more careful and being trying to be very, very careful to make sure he makes the right decision this time. So that's maybe, look at it like that, you know.
Well, they're trying to make the right decision.
Oh, yeah,
we'll see if they do. Yeah, they're not trying to make the wrong decision.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, Jim.
He thinks hard, and it takes a while. That's for sure.
Yes, it does indeed. All right, coming up, Ben Simmons. He's been thinking about questions he's been asked, and he's not happy about it. And I think he's got to deal with it, and I think he did a poor job dealing with it yesterday. We'll address that
Amen
next.
Amen to that, Joe.
We will address that.
Yeah,
because I thought he was way, way, way in the wrong yesterday. We'll address that. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.